Electric car charging stations are becoming a more common sight at malls and shopping centers. If you're already using an electric car, you're in line with a bill that would like to add ground transportation, to Hawaii's renewable energy standard for the year 2045. And how the portfolio of renewable energy is calculated is also being questioned this session. A bill to change the calculation from energy sales to energy generation would be more accurate to reflect the portfolio's progress, say those who are in favor of the bill. Richard Walsgrove is the Blue Planet Foundation's advocate, or one of them, leading the advocacy efforts. And he joins us now in our studio to talk about these two bills. And if you're wanting to know which they are, it's HB 903. That's the Clean Energy Portfolio. And the Clean Transportation Bill is HB 1580. Thanks for coming in.
That's terrific to be back. Thanks, Beth Ann.
The idea that we don't calculate the energy portfolio properly, that we look at the sales figure as being an indicator of how well we're doing, as opposed to generation, seems to be rooted in the idea that more and more people are able to generate their own electricity and that we're not really taking that into account. Is that so?
That's pretty much right. I think that back when this calculation was devised, which is going on 15 years ago now, people didn't see that day coming when folks would be generating their own electricity. So it should be a simple enough fix, switching to generation as our benchmark. 100% of the generation should be renewable. 100% should mean 100%. Seems pretty simple.
That explanation seems very simple, too, but in terms of the way we've looked at it up to this point and what wasn't foreseen seem to overestimate in some ways if you only look at sales.
It did. The good news is it's not causing a big problem today. Today, the difference is something like 2 or 3%. We may be reporting that we're at, say, 24% renewable when, in fact, maybe we're 22%. But when we project to our long-term goals, in 2045, the target is 100%. The projection there is that the number we calculate will be at 183% renewable. Well, that just doesn't make any sense, does it? 100% should be our target. And this is about clarity and transparency for consumers who care about these issues.
And so in some ways, this is a housekeeping issue.
It is a housekeeping issue, but like many housekeeping issues, it brings up all sorts of energy wonky problems. And the problem here is that we've talked about people generating their own energy, and we think of rooftop solar panels as being that phenomenon. But it could happen with fossil fuels. A large business could install a fossil fuel generator in the basement. We couldn't get to 100% renewable energy if we were just calculating what the generation is. And so we have to address that problem in fixing this simple calculation.
All right. Well, moving on, because there's another bill that I wanted to ask you about, which has to do with something else that you might think would be equally as simple, accounting for the fact that if you're going to have a renewable standard by 2045, well, should it include ground transportation, the fact that we are all looking to move from fossil fuel to something that is renewable? A lot of people who have already purchased electric cars have been doing that. You go to malls and shopping centers, you can plug in. That's a very different idea, but it seems to be so in line with the total portfolio standard. Why didn't we foresee that one?
This is another, I think, example of how we're never very good at looking out into the future and what the future means for us. To go back to rooftop solar quickly, in 2008, we thought we'd have something like 23 megawatts of this new resource in the state. And it turned out by 2015, we had 15 times that amount. So the best and brightest didn't get that prediction right. We need to have these long-term goals so that we're thinking about how do we make simple steps, electric vehicle chargers as an example, to get to the ultimate outcome that we actually already agree on. The laws on the books already say that our goal as a state is the ultimate elimination of fossil fuels in ground transportation. But there's no date. That could be tomorrow. It could be 2045. It could be 2500. 2045 makes sense because we already have that plan in place for electricity.
The other thing that we really haven't talked about either is the fact that you've had technology change so very quickly in just the last handful of years, to say nothing of what may happen in the next handful or two. That seems to be something that we might really at this moment be able to look at and rectify some of the past issues of not looking further down the line.
Unleashing innovation is probably the most important thing to do in this transition from dirty fossil fuels to clean energy. And so somebody like Tesla, Tesla and SolarCity now are the same company. They generate, they make solar panels, they make electric cars. And their business model is to take a whole house and take the whole electricity and transportation package and make it renewable. A long-term planning goal means we would have all the policies in place to allow that sort of business innovation, whether it's Tesla, local folks. I mean, I think the market can solve this problem much faster than 2045, truth be told, as long as we're not putting barriers in the way.
And we should say that there are already people, individuals, who have done this, who have just simply on their own created a house and a car that charge themselves, and it's all solar powered.
It's happening more and more, and it's saving people money, and it's saving people money at every income level. You know, the Nissan Leaf has this $10,000 rebate plan that they announced a few months ago with Hawaiian Electric. And so, you know, folks who don't go out and buy new cars, all of a sudden they can get a new car for less than the cost of their current fossil fuel car. That's the future.
But what's the future of these bills, though? It looks like that they've sort of come to a, I don't want to say a grinding halt, but at least caught in the same position that some of the bills we were talking about earlier today, just not having a hearing.
But both of these bills are they have an uphill battle in the next week or so. There's a deadline in about a week to make sure this gets heard by the next committee, the Finance Committee. These are both bills that were in some form raised last year as well, and they didn't survive. And so we have the same request. We just think that these are important topics. They deserve a hearing. We know on these topics that the public comes out and speaks about it. People care about these things. They care about the emissions from fossil fuels. They want to see us make this transition happen sooner rather than later. And so if we get a hearing, it's an opportunity for people to voice their support.
What about the Hawaii automobile dealers? Aren't they also in favor of having this be part of our renewable portfolio?
The Automobile Dealers Association supported the bill. I think that there is an assumption that this transportation target would be controversial because there are lots of people buying and selling fossil-fueled cars. The thing is, the bill actually isn't a mandate, isn't going to require anybody to stop driving the car of choice. It's really about planning and setting things up for a future that's cheaper and cleaner. And so the Automobile Dealers Association sees the writing on the wall. All the way up to the manufacturers, there's this transition happening to electrified vehicles and other technologies. And so they're in support. And if we get a hearing, we get to hear from those folks. And we hear why it's important for the business community, important for the communities.
So the real question is, why is it not getting a hearing if it seems to be so in line with both what automobile dealerships would be in favor of doing, as well as a lot of people who say, hey, why should this not be something that's part of something we've already signed on to?
I wish I knew the answer to that. This is why a hearing is so important, because then we know what the opposition is and we can address those issues, we can fix them. Without a hearing, I actually don't know why they aren't getting more traction.
All right, Richard, we'll see if we get an answer. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Bethann.
Richard Walsgrove leads Blue Planet Foundation's advocacy efforts at the state legislature and the Hawaii Public Utilities Commission. Blue Planet Foundation is a local nonprofit that supports clean energy initiatives.